on? I'm Dan Albers, and welcome to the Halftime and Pregame Show brought to you by Roslow Financial. And I'm joined by former Anderson Redskin, Aaron Szabo, and he's part of our alumni feature. And Aaron, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Danny. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, we always kind of start off these interviews by, kind of letting everybody out there know, that some of the fans out there might not remember when you played or that, but just kind of let everybody know when you played, your number, and what position you played.
It was a long time ago. This is the 25th anniversary of my senior year, actually. 1992 was my senior year. I was number 81. I was a free safety and a wide receiver.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that you guys played that long ago, and I've had some good arguments that with the 2007 state championship team, some of those guys around there, and they get mad at me when I tell them that your team was the best team in Anderson High School history.
I believe it.
And those guys don't like that. And I told them, I said, I've been around for both teams, but how special was it to play with that group of guys that you played with?
The guys were great trying to compare a state championship team, to a playoff team that was a second round loser, but we lost to St. Ag, put a nail biter, 14-7, your brother was on that team, obviously you were at the game. And, I mean, the guys we had, we played both ways, and just the guys were tough as nails. The coaches were great. The defense was just incredible. The tailback was pretty darn good, too. We handed them every play. He got the exact opposite of Anderson now. They threw it every play. We handed it off to Jason Drewster every play, and we made a living off that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a great experience. It changed my life. I mean, it was a great experience. Everything about it was just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it really was, and it's something that, that I always remember, and, watching not only, you guys growing up and then getting to watch you guys play, and then, Timmy being a part of that, and then your brother, too, was involved in that. It was just a very special time, and how cool that you were a part of the first ever, team to win a playoff game ever at Anderson High School.
Yeah, before Coach Soriano got there was a soccer school.
Right.
Soccer games were packed, the football games, nobody cared about going. I remember going to games in junior high, and there was nobody there. I think Coach got there, and after 3 years, man, we were rolling. I think it was year six for him. Coach finally made it to the playoffs. So they were 9-1 in year five for him, but only four teams made it back then, so we got knocked out. So year six, he finally made it. So he turned it around pretty fast, and it's been a football school, obviously, ever since. I mean, it hasn't changed.
Yeah, I mean, and how exciting, not only getting that first playoff win and beating Princeton, but it had been pretty cool to be playing in front of, 10,000 fans, 11,000 fans. And like you said, when you're going to the Anderson games before, you're lucky if you had 100 people, and now all of a sudden you're playing in front of 10,000 fans at Calvert Field.
That's true. And the Princeton team, I tell people now that the Princeton Vikings back then, they're like Coal Ring now.
Yep.
The unbeatable public school team, only Moore and Shane X would beat them back now. Back then, similar to Coal Ring now, and it was just incredible. I don't know if anybody truly believed they could win, but because we fought, and it was a blessing. It snowed, too. They were a speed team, and we were not, and it snowed. It was slippery. They fell down a couple times. Football guys definitely blessed us with that one.
Yeah, and they also blessed you guys how crazy your team was, because half your guys came out with no shirts on, no sleeves on, and I think that scared the crap out of Princeton.
I think Nate Cosman made that rule. No sleeves, no spandex, no nothing.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was something I'll never forget. And talk a little bit, I coached with Coach Soriano his first year at Anderson. I coached the freshman. But talk a little bit about that impact that I hear from everybody, that just the impact as him as a coach at Anderson, but also the impact that he had on maybe your life and all the other guys' lives.
And I'm going to probably say the same thing that I said. He's a legend. He was a genius. He brought a real offense to Cincinnati. He still cares for us now as a coach now. I still call him all the time. When he was a UC coach, and I would go up there, and he would tell me the answer to every single question I had. Every question I had, because he had all the answers there. He didn't have the answer. He called the wide receiver coach in, and he'd tell me. So, it was just an incredible experience. Being a coach never ends. I think he taught me that. I think that's the biggest thing that I have taken now as a coach, is that it doesn't matter if my kids are a year out or 60 years old, I'm going to be their coach, and I'm going to be there for them. If I got to take care of their kids, I'll take care of their kids. That's just how did he taught me that.
Yeah, that is just a thing. And he, to this day, still talks to, talks to me, talks to Timmy, and I know that he loves, literally loves Anderson High School football. So that's just an all-around great coach, and obviously he's impacted your life. But
I think about him every single day of my life.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, every day.
Yeah, and I think everybody does, too. I think everybody, and it shows when we have our little function emotions that we have, and Vince is a part of it, that these guys love to come back to see him.
No kidding. He's an incredible man. He did so much for us, the school, the community, our parents. I mean, the youth programs got bigger, everything. Everything is because of him.
Absolutely. This is a guy that I'm sure you're probably going to bring up, but we always ask the guys, like, who are some of the guys that you remember either playing with or playing against? And I think I might have an idea who's one of the players that you might play against, and I'm going to say Mark Edwards is probably who you're probably going to say.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I have CTE because of him, I think. But, I mean, he was a bad dude at Notre Dame. He was a bad dude in the NFL, too, so I can feel good about playing against him. And there were some other guys. We played against Scott Solomon, who also played for Notre Dame. He was the St. X tailback.
Yeah.
Lightning fast. I mean, he was incredible. There's some defensive guys. Had a Princeton team, Dante Hardy.
Uh-huh.
I believe he played for Michigan State.
Yeah, I believe so.
We're talking Notre Dame, Michigan State in that group, you know. Out with the Thomas Moore. That's a big difference in skill level right there. I
mean, oh, that's
gigantic gap that I had to overcome right there.
but again, on the flip side, on the guys on your team, you know, just like you said earlier, you had Druso, you had Cosman, you had all these guys, and you guys had a really good team. Absolutely.
Yeah, we did, yes.
Tell everybody right now, I know that you're involved in coaching right now. Let everyone else know that what you did after you went to Anderson, you said you went to Thomas More. Talk a little bit about your path to where you are right now.
Oh, my gosh, man. My path is long and windy. I went to Thomas More for a year. I didn't realize that I was not going to go to the NFL, so I paid too much money to not coaching. Of course, I graduated from Bowling Green. I went straight to grad school at Indiana State. I had a couple jobs. I always knew my whole life that I wanted to teach and coach. You know, my speech impediment was obviously an obstacle for me, and I didn't do it. I was miserable the whole time. Finally, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. And I mean, obviously, God's plan for me, because I had a place now. It's the only place I would want to teach and coach right now.
That's
incredible.
Yeah, and you're with one of the best coaches in the city of Cincinnati, and I believe it's Andy Olds. Talk a little bit about his impact with you.
He's a Hall of Famer as well. He's a Hall of Famer. He does things with coach. There was the intensity. There was the X's and O's. It's Coach Olds. It's a different approach over probably similar success. It's sort of a spiritual team bonding type thing that we have going on all the time with the kids. We have pillars, and we talk about the pillars of the program all the time, and we're constantly building upon those things. And after 5 or 6 years in the program, when the kids are bought in and it's worked, we go to the playoffs almost every year, and we've done the first or second in the league every year. And so they're doing well.
You know, we know that, you know, we got a big game coming up here between the team that you're coaching with, Kings, and then Anderson, which we just saw just now was number 3 in the state. What are you coaching? Are you coaching defense or offense?
Receivers right now. Offensive side of the ball. I haven't seen any film with their offense, but I hear it's exciting, high scoring, throwing the ball around. It'll be fun to watch on Friday, no doubt about that.
It will be. And then the one thing that, I don't know, obviously you've probably watched some of the defense. Anderson's defense in the last couple years hasn't been probably great, but the last two games, Anderson's only given up 3 points. So the defense is starting to come around. Have you seen anything about their defense?
I noticed that they use their D-line for the advantage. If their box is small, you know, so that you think you can run against them, because you can't block their D linemen, and you pass, and you drop in, you know, so they're always trying to sucker you into doing what they want. Their D coordinator is just doing a fabulous job. Their D line is big and strong. Their DBs are good cover guys, so he's using what he has to his advantage. And for the Harrison game, you know, 3 points to Harrison?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a defense.
Yeah, it really is. And how special is it going to be? I know, you know, every year you come back, it's a little bit different that you're coaching with Kings, and when you come back to Anderson, does it feel different to you? Does it? What's that feeling like for you to come back to your alma mater?
Well, I almost get sick every time I go. I've been feeling sick this whole week. Actually, Monday I was feeling sick. Saturday morning I was feeling sick. Because just being there, I was there so much. It was my life.
Yeah.
For so long. It's hard to understand a comment like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was everything I thought about, everything I tried to do, had to do with that field, but I never stood on the opposite side or ran across the field. I never did that.
Yeah.
But I do it now, and it's odd. You know, I see familiar faces, you know, Miss Craig,
yeah.
I see Gary McGee there, you know, so it's just, I mean, it's just it's a great experience.
Well,
I'll be sick though. Yeah, I mean, no doubt about that. I'll be sick on Friday.
Well, I tell you what, I always root for you and your brother and any of the guys that I know. And I'm obviously, you know, I'm an Anderson homer. I win Anderson and win all the time. But I really, really root for you and your brother and all the success, because you guys have been a really close part of our family. And I want you to do very well. Your receivers to do well, but not too well Friday, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, gosh, yes. I knew it was coming. But yes, I know. I love Anderson too. It's a great place. It's hard to play for the dance number. Yeah, in the same boat. 9-1 sounds like a great record for them. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, I completely understand where you're coming from. But if they do win, then more power to them. They'll deserve it.
Yeah.
They definitely deserve it if they do.
Well, hey, yeah. Aaron, I really appreciate you taking the time. I know, you know, like you said, this when we talked about this, I know it might be a little bit hard for you to do, but I really appreciate you taking the time to join us. And I'll try to come down on the field and give you a big hug and wish you luck. And I really appreciate you doing this, and good luck to you Friday.
Hey, I look forward to it. I love you, brother.
I love you too, buddy. I'll talk to you a little bit later, man.
All right, you take care.
Hey, thanks for doing this, Aaron. I appreciate it, bud.
No problem. Bye.
So this is Dan Albers here down the field. We'll be back with Game Action right after this.